Climb the granite steps leading into the Healdsburg Museum, and you're met by a strange effigy.
The first thing you see when you walk in is a cabbage-headed figure. Andy Nowlin, in 1904, was the editor of the Windsor Herald.
Museum curator Holly Hoods explains that Nowlin had a well-earned reputation as a crank and a racist, even before he outraged most of Healdsburg with a single phrase, disparaging Isabel Seamy, the newly crowned queen of the annual Floral Fest.
In print, he wrote a poem and called her a swarthy dago. She was only 17 years old, beautiful girl, and the people of Healdsburg were outraged and met in the plaza and made a cabbage-headed effigy of Andy Nowlin and paraded around the plaza with this effigy, which they then set fire to. The next day, everyone in Healdsburg who advertised in the Windsor paper withdrew their ads.
The recreation of that effigy greets visitors to the Twisted History exhibit, now featured at the museum, a compact collection of documents, photographs, and artifacts Hood has assembled to show the dark side of the town's past, such as the Albanian Literacy and Military Society that formed in the 1880s.
That's a group of ladies. They weren't Albanian. They had nothing to do with ethnic Albanians. They had mostly just graduated from high school and hadn't married yet. So they met and discussed literature and poetry and then put on military uniforms and marched around doing drills with guns.
They soon morphed into the Ladies' Improvement Society of Healdsburg, whose good works remain a visible part of the town center. Another informal group was the Squeedunks, town fathers who dressed up as strange and disturbing clowns in the annual 4th of July parade, apparently to amuse adults and scare children. Some of the history featured is more recent, such as the effort by a Hawaiian millionaire to remake the town square in the early 1970s. Elizabeth Holmes elaborates in the audio tour that accompanies the exhibit.
His dream was to transform Healdsburg into an old-fashioned Tyrolean village, complete with police in Lederhosen, and turn the center of the town into a theme park titled Plaza of the Flags. Residents were horrified. Planning Commissioner Patsy Stratton spoke for many when she said, "We don't want to be Disneyland. We want to live here and go to Disneyland."
The most ominous display is the three rope nooses hanging from a bare branch in one corner, relics from an infamous triple lynching in 1920 in Santa Rosa. The victims were notorious San Francisco gangsters who had killed three officers trying to arrest them, including Sheriff Jim Petrie, a popular native son of Healdsburg. The mob that pulled the bad guys out of the jail was never publicly identified, but privately, Hood says, their story was an open secret.
A disciplined group of people from Healdsburg met at the Standard Machine Works and drilled for a couple of days on how they were going to break into the jail and take matters into their own hands. We have the actual nooses that were used in this lynching on display, and they were donated to the Sonoma County Museum back in 1985. Question is, where were they all those years?
Healdsburg is far from unique in having such sordid episodes dotting the community's history, and many could mount a similar exhibit, Hood says, but few of them would have the guts to do it. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.